ABC Radio Australia.
Disturbing images have surfaced on social media showing what's alleged to be poor conditions within Fiji's prison system. And they've led at least one human rights activist to call for an official investigation. Now, the pictures appear to show inmates with extensive bruises, allegedly caused by beatings at the hands of prison wardens. The post has already been shared hundreds of times on Facebook, and it names several high-ranking prison officers, including Francis Keane. He is the Commissioner of Fiji's Corrections Services. Reporter Kelvin Anthony has been following the story for us. Firstly, Kelvin, what do the photos show and who actually posted them?
Well, Catherine, we see inmates cramped on toilet floors in what is alleged to be a remand facility in Fiji's capital. Then there are multiple photos of a man showing bruises on his head, arms, ribs and waist. He appears to be at a Suva courthouse. The man who shared the post is Velisi Nandaku, an indigenous Fijian and pro-democracy activist who now lives in the United States. In a detailed Facebook post with dates, names and locations, Mr. Nandaku alleges that several senior prison wardens beat up prisoners for being in possession of illegal items such as cigarettes and phones. Pacific Beat reached out to Francis Keane, head of Fiji's Correction Services, to respond to the claims, but a spokesperson from his office said that Mr. Keane is overseas. We also asked Mr. Nandaku to verify the information he shared. Mr. Nandaku got in touch with me through Facebook and told me the photos and the notes were smuggled out of prison and passed on to him from Fiji. Roshika Deo, a Fijian human rights activist, says brutality by Fijian security forces is systemic and the latest claims must be taken seriously.
There has been a lot of documentation and stories that have surfaced of systematic torture, abuse and ill treatment by security forces against people in remand, against prisoners, against people in custody. There have also been deaths that has occurred as a result of police brutality. We even have some cases in court right now. So when we have images like this that surface and the details are so explicit, it is the responsibility of the government to investigate this to ensure that the perpetrators are held accountable and the victims are brought to justice.
That's Roshika Deo. She's a human rights activist in Fiji. Now, Kelvin, these are pretty scathing remarks from her, and the photos themselves leave us with a lot of questions. Were we able to get any comment response from people associated with Fiji Corrections Service, Fiji's police, or the country's human rights office?
Catherine, apart from Francis Keane's spokesman, Pacific Beat also tried multiple times to get a response from the police, but they haven't issued any statement to us. And we also got in touch with the Fiji Human Rights Office to ask them if they're aware of the latest claims. Ashwin Raj, the Director of Human Rights, replied via email to Pacific Beat late yesterday, requesting the specifics of the allegations. But human rights activist Roshika Deo says, by failing to respond to questions about the latest allegations, the relevant authorities in Fiji are not doing justice.
In a country where there is proper processes set in place, when such situations surface, relevant authorities will release statements saying that they're immediately looking into this to verify the details and to take by the proper redress mechanism. Just the fact that people are not even speaking about it, that's a worry itself. Again, we need to acknowledge that there is a problem and that there is a systematic problem. The public needs to be assured that the authorities are also taking it seriously.
That's Roshika Deo there. If authorities aren't giving much information away, what has the reaction been from people on the streets or social media?
Well, Fijian people online appear to be divided in opinion. While most are saying the allegations are a gross violation of human rights, there are some on social media who feel the treatment received by the inmates is justified. It's not uncommon for Fijian security forces to come under spotlight for using hard-handed approaches when treating inmates under their supervision. Roshika Deo adds that it's crucial for the government to establish an independent mechanism to investigate and address alleged abuses.
And I think that this would be a start, because not only will it encourage people to bring forward all the cases of abuse and torture that they have experienced at the hands of security forces, it also helps us to better understand the extent of the problem. There's no transparency at all. Hence, accountability is minimized.